And how about a kind of lamb that, have you ever heard of redbud lamb?
Yes.
What? Now, what's that?
Well, that's a soil that, I can't explain it to you.
What's it called, though?
Huh?
What's it called?
Redbud land.
Now, is that rocky land that has
No, well, not necessarily. It could be rocky land, and it could not be.
Uh-huh.
There's a land they call a Dandridge soil. I can give you the name. I could hunt up my.
No, don't bother. Just tell me.
We've got white sandy land, and I've got jumbo land and soil and that crawfishy soil, as you say, and I've got up in the hills here rocky soil, rocky land, and slate rock.
What's jumbo soil?
Well, that's a black soil. It's awful hard to work.
It's sticky?
Sticky, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, what kinds of flowing water is there around here? What different kinds are there?
Well, there's nothing flowing water on the spring type of flowing water, and river flowing water is all in the branches, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, the branches are run from these small springs that's back here in the hills. Sometimes they go dry and won't run the water too far. The springs won't, or if it's a dry season, but I've got a few springs back here, and it runs out into the branches. It never has gone dry since I've been here 30 years. I've been here 30 years. Douglas Dam got my home, and I've been here 30 years, and I've got some little streams back here in the hills. It never has been dry since I've been here.
I see. Now, what about something bigger than a spring? That'd be a branch?
That'd be a branch.
How about bigger than a branch?
Creek.
Okay. Now, what creeks are around here?
Well, there's no... Middle Creek is the closest creek there are to me here, and that comes down above Sevierville into... And then out here on the back side of my place is what we call Kellum Creek. It don't touch my farm, but it's right near my farm. There's one little farm between my farm and it. There's Kellum Creek. That's the three closest creeks there are around here. And then Pigeon River down here will go right through my farm.
Well, the Pigeon River goes right through your farm?
Yes.
How big did you say your farm was here?
280 acres. That's mine and my son's together here.
And then the Pigeon, what does that run into?
French Broad.
And that's up
Right on out here about 4 or 5 miles.
How about some elevations of land, different kinds, or there's a wide variety around here?
And they certainly are a wide variety. I don't know what the different elevations, of course, man'd have to have an instrument to tell the different elevations.
No, I just mean some names, what you call different things.
The hills.
And then something bigger than the hill would be
If something bigger than the hill would be a mountain, you know.
How about an area, though, like over around Rankin? What do they call that? They wouldn't call that hills, and they wouldn't call it mountains either. They call it the... In fact, well, right up and through here, as you get up toward the mountains, that where those, you have those kind of...
A little English mountain runs through here. It'd either be a hill or the mountain one. It'd be one or the other of them.